This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jake Ellman, who is always kind enough to join us on these shows from the Palm Beach Post, to talk about Camp Kiffin. Coach Kiffin. Jake, thanks so much for taking this time on a Monday evening. I know you don't have a whole lot going on. The Teen Choice Awards were last night, so you missed that. Welcome in.
Oh, that's harsh. That's an age dig.
Yeah, but I know that you like to watch all those. I actually watched it, a little bit of it, because I love the surfboards they give out. They give the surfboards out instead of having awards, and that's awesome. But I know you don't watch that type of stuff.
It's a strange time, Larry. Yeah. Strange time.
It is a strange time. Welcome in, Jake. I know that you're right in the middle of Camp Lane Kiffin. And we follow you every day on all your media websites and all your social media. So how's camp so far?
It's going well. You know, I think that this is an interesting camp. You know, it's another quarterback battle, but this, to me, has been the most interesting of the three under Kiffin, because I think that we actually have a front runner this time, and that's Chris Robinson. You know, and everything else we've talked about before, you know, trying to replace Devin Singletary and Kerrick White at running back, trying to find some new starters on defense, trying to finally find some receivers. And, you know, I think a week plus into camp, I think it's going well.
Yeah, and not only that, you have an opportunity, even though we knew the scenarios and we knew the storylines coming in, to have those actual bodies and different bodies maybe contending for and maybe looking good in the first couple of days in pads. Anybody standing out? Because I know that we read you all the time, and you're quick on a lot of these kids who are making impressions every day.
I really like D'Angelo Anton. He started his career at USF. He was a DB there. He mostly played receiver, but he played some secondary. He's playing outside receiver for FAU. He's got good hands. You know, they like him at outside receiver. And John Mitchell, who's another receiver who's been around for a few years, you know, John Mitchell's starting to look confident. But Anton, he's come in. He got here in July. He's really learned the playbook. He likes Kiffin a lot. Charlie Weiss Jr., the OC, spoke highly of him, and I think that he's a guy that when the season starts in a few weeks, he could be a good, you know, number two option for whoever starting a quarterback.
You know, Jake, when you take a look at some of the younger kids who, and now at FAU, if you watch Lane coach long enough, if you're in a uniform, he doesn't care what year you're in. If you could help them, you're going to play. And I noticed that a couple of the younger kids have caught his eye early on, and especially that offensive line, which you were talking about last year, needed some frontline help and needed some depth.
Yeah, you know, the thing with the offensive line is, you know, you bring back three starters from last year. Nick Weber for the Parkland Douglas and just got placed on scholarship on Friday.
I love it. You know, best story in South Florida that everybody missed.
He played so much last year in that rotational role, and then he started at the end of the year that, you know, in a way, he's almost like a starter. And Marquise Robinson from Alabama, you know, he's a true freshman who might start at right tackle. You know, this is a very experienced offensive line, even if all these guys aren't upperclassmen. You know, Junior Diaz from Miami Central, he's a sixth-year senior. Brandon Walton, who I love at left tackle, he's a senior. But B.J. Etienne from St. Thomas, redshirt sophomore. Nick Weber, redshirt sophomore. Marquise Robinson, redshirt freshman. So, you know, it's some younger bodies, and it's more about guys who have played well, guys who have seen the field, and guys who have obviously played well in practice than it is the offensive line of 2 years ago or even last year, where it's very veteran heavy, you know, very a lot of games that they've played.
When you take a look at the schedule ahead, obviously there's always that opener, like last year at Oklahoma. Talk about the schedule as a whole, not so much the some of these games that are really that are money makers, but the games that are going to keep them in the race. I see Marshall is a team that a lot of people think that they're going to be extremely good. FIU, as well. Where does FAU? Do you think with this schedule, what games do you think that they really, really need to get to be in the talk for that conference? Obviously, FIU is a big win, but in that conference championship conversation.
Right. I mean, obviously, UCF is a non-conference game, but I think winning that game, especially after coming off Ohio State, I think if you can go into Ball State in week 3, 1-1, and set yourself up to go in the conference play either 2-2 or 3-1, I think that really puts you in good position. But in terms of conference play, they start off at Charlotte, and that's a game I'm really interested to see. That's been a series that, they split each year. Charlotte's won both times at FAU. FAU has won every year in Charlotte. And last year, it was Charlotte that, ended FAU's hopes of the bowl game. I think that that's the type of game that you come out early, you start conference play off well, hostile environment on NFL Network. I think that's a huge game for FAU.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously the FIU game is huge, and I'll give you a shameless plug on your podcast if you want to talk about that for a minute. And talk about your podcast that you have, because that Shula Bowl podcast is a pretty interesting concept.
Yeah, it's a fun project that 5 of us are doing. I know that you're going to have Eric Henry on later.
Yep.
It's interesting, and I think that it's good for both schools because, we're at that point where we're slowly realizing that FAU doesn't have to be Miami.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be FSU or UF. FAU can kind of be its own thing, and FIU is in a much similar position, especially because they're in Miami. They're in West State. So they have to go up against UM more so than I think FAU does. So it's a good project. The guys at Five Reasons Sports, obviously what they've done the past year, it's huge. It's great for South Florida. And, we're really excited about what we can do with the Shula Bowl pod.
Yeah, I think it's going to be exciting as well. Jake Elman joining us, covers Florida Atlantic University and other things. I know that you covered some baseball, some spring training baseball. I was up in Jupiter. I've been up in Jupiter a couple of times, and a great atmosphere for baseball. And I know that the spring training up, if you live up in that area, you have the core of teams with Houston, and you have the Nationals and the Mets and the Marlins. And then you're football heavy up that way now. You got some tremendous competition in northern Palm Beach with Dwyer with a new coach. Palm Beach Gardens and Palm Beach Lakes so you got a lot of good sports going on. I know that you've covered a lot of the high schools up in Palm Beach County. You had an opportunity to go to the media day as well. We missed you down at our media day, the Dolphins one. I know you had prior games, but you take a look at these media days. How much do they help you? Because I think that you come up with a lot of ideas and angles, and you go and you enjoy these things. When you attend those media days, you get some good stories, don't you?
Yeah, and one of the things I really like about the media days is you get everybody at once. And, you look at high school coverage now, and at the Post, it's Ryan DiPentima and myself. We have some other really talented and hardworking stringers, but Ryan and I can't make every practice. And, this 640 does a great media day. Obviously, the Dolphins do a great media day. It's good that you have schools that say, hey, we want to come down. We want to give our kids an opportunity to talk to the media or take pictures. It's all about the kids at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's always stood out to me.
Good stuff. Jake Elman does it extremely well. Palm Beach Post has his new podcast on to talk about. I see the pictures that you post a lot of the times. Like today, it looked like you were falling asleep at one of the press conferences. But you are quick to point out that you weren't. Just sort of coach.
I was not.
No, you do great. Jake, thanks so much as always. We'll hook up with you in a couple weeks and talk a little bit more about FAU.
All right, thanks, Larry.
Good stuff. Jake Elman, Palm Beach Post. Good guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.